This is the Hot Corner, episode 10 for the week of June the 29th to July the 5th. This is the Hot Corner on the Sports Superstation with your hosts, Ryan McKenna. Hello and welcome to the Hot Corner. I'm your host for the show, Ryan McKenna, and you're listening to our 10th episode of the 2009 Major League Baseball season. In this episode, we have some more news coming out of the All-Star Game, who's thrown out the first pitch this year, a couple guys coming off the disabled list, Joey Votto and his struggles through his anxiety disorder, as well as a couple guys who got banned from international play for 2 years. Enjoy the show, guys. The Hot Corner News. In Boston Red Sox news, the veteran John Smoltz made his debut on Thursday against the Washington Nationals. A bit of a shaky start out of the gate for Smoltz as he gave up 4 runs in the first inning, but then settled down to pitch 4 good innings after that. Smoltzy also recorded 5 strikeouts in the game, in which he pitched 92 pitches. The 44th president in United States history, President Barack Obama, will throw out the first pitch at this year's Major League Baseball All-Star Game, which takes place July 14th in St. Louis. Just a final reminder that balloting ends on Thursday, July the 2nd, so get your votes in at MLB.com. Joey Votto, the slugging first baseman for the Cincinnati Reds, returns to the lineup on Tuesday in Toronto. Votto spoke to reporters prior to the game about why he was out of the lineup for so long. He goes on to say that he had an anxiety disorder from his father's passing last year, and was playing through it using baseball as an excuse not to think of his father not being with him. Once he was injured earlier in the season, he had a very hard time to overcome all of it, and he says that some of those days, he quotes, felt like he was going to die. A very scary turn of events for Joey Votto, the Canadian out of Ontario, and it is very nice to see him back in the lineup and producing for the Red Squad. Scott Kazmir returned off the disabled list on Saturday, making his first start in over a month. He had a no decision in the contest, but the fact that Kazmir is back means that the Rays had a roster overload. They decided to demote Andy Sullenstein to AAA Durham, who is 6-7 with a 6.61 ERA to date this year in the majors. A couple of trades to talk about this week, one of them quite a bit larger than the other. The Indians were involved in both trades, first getting reliever Jose Veras from the Yankees in exchange for cash considerations, and the other one sending utility man Mark DeRosa to the Cardinals for Chris Perez, a reliever and a player to be named later. This move could help the Cards in their quest to find consistency at their base, where Troy Glaus seems to be injured all the time. At the time of the trade, DeRosa was hitting 270 with 13 home runs and 50 RBIs, while Perez pitched in 29 games for the Cards with a 1-1 record and a 4.18 earned runs against average. Last year's National League Rookie of the Year, Giovanni Soto, the catcher for the Cubs, tested positive for marijuana at this year's World Baseball Classic, but will not be disciplined by the Cubs organization or Major League Baseball. The news, which came out on Thursday, will lead to a 2-year ban for international play for Soto, who played for his home country, Puerto Rico, earlier this year. A day after the Soto report was released, Sidney Ponson of the Royals also tested positive a day later for a banned substance at this year's World Baseball Classic. Ponson was found to be using phenamine, which is a stimulant. Like Soto, Ponson also received a 2-year ban from international play. To wrap up our news, we have a milestone to tell you about. Mariano Rivera has reached 500 career saves. He accomplished the feat last night at Citi Field, where he pitched 1 1/3 innings, a shutout ball, and sits 71 saves behind Trevor Hoffman on the career saves list. Rivera also got his first career RBI last night when he came to the plate in the top of the ninth with the bases loaded, and drew a walk to push the Yankees to a 4-2 lead over the Mets, where it would stay. A great feat for a great closer. That will wrap up our new segment, the Hot Corner Question of the Week. Alright, this week's Question of the Week has to do with the trade that occurred on Saturday. with Mark DeRosa going to the St. Louis Cardinals. The question is bringing in Mark DeRosa enough of a support for Albert Pujols in the Cards lineup? In my mind, I say no. Bringing in Mark DeRosa isn't enough for a Cards lineup to support the skill that Albert Pujols brings to the plate. Yes, DeRosa has good numbers to date this year, but they aren't the best to suit a player to follow Pujols in the batting order. I believe a good guy that the Cards could bring in is Matt Holliday, a name that has been swirling around going to the Cardinals. The outfielder for the Oakland Athletics. Holliday is batting .274 with 8 home runs and 39 RBIs for a struggling Athletics squad who sit 10.5 games back in the AL West standings. Another name that you could throw in the pile is David Ortiz, who has really picked things up after a slow start. It'll be interesting to see if the Red Sox are willing to deal Ortiz or if they're going to hang on to him. As we mentioned in our last episode that Ortiz could be trade bait, well, stay tuned for next week's feature of the month with analysis from our analyst, Adam McConnelly, for your full trade deadline rumors and suspected deals. That'll wrap up our question of the week. The Hot Corner. Who's hot and who's not? Fantasy update. You might remember when we talked about when Tom Glavine was released. Well, the Rays supposedly released veteran Glavine for a younger pitching core, and they have a dandy youngster in Tommy Hansen. Hansen has been spectacular this year, picking up his fourth win yesterday while battling the flu for a 4-0 record. His ERA reflects on his record as well, as it currently sits at 2.48. The 22-year-old out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, made his debut June the 7th and has started 5 times, winning 4 times out of those 5 for the Braves squad. A series contender for Rookie of the Year. Who's not? Well, things are not looking good for the lovable losers, the Chicago Cubs. During a game on Friday when outfielder Milton Bradley, their big acquisition in the offseason, flew out, he came into the dugout and threw his helmet and also a water cooler. Bradley, who is just hitting .236 with 5 home runs and 16 RBIs with an injury-plagued season so far, had a confrontation with manager Lou Piniella where they exchanged words and Piniella told him to go home and he was sick of his shenanigans. Bradley was in the lineup on Saturday and he says that he has no problem with Piniella as a manager, but the question must arise. Will the Cubs clean house if the team does not start to be playing better soon? Let's see our injury report. A day after we talked about the rumors that Daisuke Matsuzaka could be headed to the disabled list, he did. Matsuzaka is out with a right shoulder strain and was placed on the 15-day disabled list on Monday. This could work out to the Red Sox's advantage as they seemingly have an overload of starting pitchers at the moment with Smoltz coming back. In the professional baseball, David Bush has never missed a game at all in his minor league career and his major league career. But this came to an end on Tuesday when the Milwaukee Brewers sent him to the disabled list. The factor was a micro tear in his right tricep. Bush, who is 0-3 with a 10.38 ERA, is expected to miss 2 to 3 weeks. Brandon Webb from the Diamondbacks may miss the rest of the season due to surgery needed to follow 2 recent MRIs. The MRI suggests that surgery may be needed to repair his labrum. If the surgery undergoes, then Webb will require a 9-month rehab. Erwin Santana, the Los Angeles Angels right-handed pitcher, was placed on the 15-day disabled list. This week, Santana, in 6 starts, went 1-3 with a 5.47 ERA, after missing 32 games this season with a sprained elbow. In a bullpen session last Sunday, Erwin had pain in his right tricep. That will wrap up our Who's Hot and Who's Not fantasy update. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to the Hot Corner this week. I'm your host, Ryan McKenna, and next week we will feature our feature of the month for the month of July, which will be our trade deadline talks. We will team up with Adam Connolly, as we talked about earlier in the show, and we will find out who Adam thinks will be on the move, and which teams are staying put, and which teams are selling, and which teams are buying at the trade deadline. Once again, this was the Hot Corner Episode 10. I'm your host, Ryan McKenna. Have a good week, folks. This has been a presentation of the Sports Superstation. This show was written, directed, and produced by Ryan McKenna. Technical director is Matt Smith. Assistant technical director is Mitchell. Special analyst, Adam Conn. Thanks for tuning in.
Tonight's gonna be a good, good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. I got my money. Let's spin it up. Go out and smash it. Like, oh my God. Jump out that sofa. Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup, mazel tov. Look at her dancing, just take it off. Let's paint the town, we'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof,
and then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. And do it, and do it,
let's live it up.
Do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. I got a feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night.
Hey,
let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like, oh my God.
Like, oh my God.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
L'chaim.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it. Oh, let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And do it. And do it. Let's live it up. And
do it.
And do it.
And do it.
And do it.
Do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Do it.
Let's do it. Do it. Do it.